All right, well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of The Daily Drip. We are wrapping up the month of October.
Yes.
With an organization that I really love.
Oh, yeah.
They are an organization called Global Impact.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you who aren't quite aware of how a federated giving program, that's what we're called officially, works, is that there are a series of what we call federations. And what these federations do is they house smaller charities who may not have the capacity or the time to put in their own applications and process their own fiscal
right.
stuff, all that sort of stuff. They help with those sort of things. Global Impact is this type of organization. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, federations from time to time can be interesting. But Global Impact is one of the most active, most
right.
connected, most integrated federations. They care about their organizations that are
yeah.
in there. They deal with global issues. Now, if you've listened to at least one of our Daily Drip podcasts, you know that global issues for me are very important,
mm-hmm,
specifically
mm-hmm.
with issues related to places like Africa
right.
and like South America, like Guatemala, because we're talking about basic human needs.
Right. It's not these, you know, what we kind of view of like my cell phone doesn't have Wi-Fi
That's
needs.
Right.
We're not
That's
talking
right.
about those wants because it's
right.
not a true need. We're talking about your basic health
That's right.
to make sure that when you wake up, you have clean drinking water.
Yes. So Global Impact is a leader in global philanthropy. That is real.
Yeah.
They do a lot of different work. Millions of dollars flow through Global Impact every year. The organization builds partnerships and raises resources that help the world's most vulnerable people by providing integrated, specific advisory and backbone services. This particular organization works with other nonprofits throughout the world,
right.
the literal world,
right.
to provide life-saving medication in the mm-hmm. in the case of Medical Teams International, water in the case of water.org,
right.
a whole slew of different things that they do. Global Impact mm-hmm. has generated more than $1.8 billion to help people in need.
That's amazing.
That's really
That's huge. Like a billion. Again, way more than I can fat.
Way more than I probably will ever make.
Yeah. Yeah. We work in nonprofits.
That's right.
Yeah.
So one of the places that they really, they impact places across the world. So I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that they do. So in particular, talk a little bit about the concept of malaria, because
mm-hmm.
I think when Jerrica mm-hmm. gets to what the actual pricing point
right.
is, she's going to talk a little bit about this. We don't think about malaria anymore.
No. What's,
right?
It's eradicated.
It's largely
from
eradicated from the United States.
Yeah.
I believe it might be fully eradicated from the United States.
I would
States.
Say if there is any, it's very far and few,
That's
and
right.
we'll hear about it in the U.S. time.
But it is not eradicated in other countries around the world. So let's put it this way. Africa, for example, is responsible for the highest rates of malaria. 88% of the global cases of malaria exist in Africa.
And, like, that's a full continent.
Yes.
Like, a whole continent
is responsible for 88%.
Right.
That's not like a slight majority.
Yeah.
Like a vast majority. That's nearly 100%.
Exactly.
That's 12% away from 100%.
Right. Like, that's why we don't see it. You
right.
know? And I think it's like,
right.
but yet we go, well, it doesn't exist because it's not here in my
That's
backyard.
Right. That's right. They are also responsible for 92% of the deaths
That's
related
so
to malaria.
Yep.
Right? So we're not talking vast majority. We're talking
yep.
only 8% away
right.
from 100% of deaths in the world.
Goodness.
Nigeria is responsible for 15% of the malaria cases in the world. The Democratic Republic of the Congo is responsible for 10% of the rates of malaria, and India, 6%.
Wow.
One of the things, though, that is kind of encouraging is that our government
mm-hmm.
actually does help folks in Africa. The U.S. government dedicated $1.35 billion to AIDS, TB, and malaria
wow.
prevention.
That's good.
So it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Our government really does recognize the
yeah.
need there.
Mm-hmm.
Say what you will about any president that you like or dislike. We have a long history of attempting
yeah.
to help the continent of Africa.
Yeah. Yes. And part of that help is, you know, monetary gifts, donations, volunteering.
That's right.
If you have an opportunity and you know, have skill sets to volunteer, you're a doctor, nurse, or have the training to assist, I would definitely reach out to Global Impact because they can always use
That's right.
Individuals that can train.
So what Global Impact really does is they leverage a lot of the connections
mm-hmm.
that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a ton of different charities. And so if you give $25 to Global Impact, what they try and do, of course, is they try and
mm-hmm.
integrate that
yeah.
amongst the different charities. Why don't you talk a little bit about what they actually do?
So as a reminder, they're a federation. So what's really neat is they could have told you what $25 just does for them, but they actually broke down what it does for each of their charities are underneath their federation. So one of them is the Child Fund International. They're under Global Impact. $24 provides 2 mosquito nets to children in areas where they are needed most. Every day, children are dying from malaria. In Africa alone, at least one child dies every minute.
Every
minute there is a kid passing away.
So that means this podcast will be 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That means 10 kids will die of malaria.
Right. Because they didn't have the proper
Netting. Even netting.
Just netting. So then it even goes further than that. And there's insecticides that can go, that's part of that $24 that's treated for the mosquito nets, is a simple and inexpensive way to just save a life.
A life.
A literal life.
Very cool.
AmeriCares, which is another group under Global Impact, $50 donation would result in 10 first aid kits for hurricane survivors.
Big deal.
American Himalayan Foundation would keep 100 girls, or $100 would keep a girl in school for a year. And prevents her from being trafficked.
There you go. All right.
$100.
Yeah.
Saves a girl from being...
Human trafficked.
And then on top of education for a year.
That's right. So let's talk about that a little bit. $24, that's $2 a month.
Yep.
$50, that's roughly about $5 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And $100 is $10 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You are making significant impacts across the board if you make these type of donations.
Right. And... like, you could break that even for us. So you just said, right, you said 12, 10, and 10.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $32.
I just do it all the way through.
You just do all three.
Yep.
Right there.
Yep. And so that's the one thing about when we talk about international giving that's really powerful is that since the dollar is so strong, mm-hmm. your donations can buy a lot of different things.
Right. And on top of that, too, with a group like Global Impact, you have the ability to, they can leverage bigger businesses and organizations to lower costs of expenses.
Right.
We also see that in here in the United States, well, with larger charities that have the ability to do that. And what's really great about being able to give to like a charity like this, Global Impact, is they can use that leverage and maximize your dollar donation.
That's right. Very cool organization. We really love working with them a lot. We're glad to have them in the program. If you like what you hear about Global Impact, one thing I would tell you to do is when you go to our site, just look up Global Impact and see what organizations are within their umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you like specific organizations, you can work with them too. So if you want to, you can go ahead and start giving to them by just clicking the button underneath this podcast, or if you're listening to iTunes, just go to the website and actually look up Global Impact. Of course, as always,
rate and review us.
And tomorrow is actually Halloween.
Ooh,
spooky.
That was my best ghost voice.
Was that your best ghost voice? Well, we need some work.
All right, well, maybe I'll try tomorrow.
That sounds good. We will, of course, be having one of our favorite things. We will be talking about probably horror movies.
It's going to be great.
In our After Dark podcast. Yeah. So we'll have a special podcast tomorrow. It'll be one of those funny After Dark podcasts.
Yes. Take a listen.
Yeah, but we'll put it in this feed, so you'll be able to hear it. You'll be able to hear it tomorrow. As always, this is The Daily Drip. I'm Philip Kerrigan.
And I'm Jerrica Ferguson.
And we will see you in November.
Yes, we will.